or to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of their little ones to stumble. So watch yourselves. If your brother and sister sins against you, rebuke them. If they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. 路加福音七章第六节，我们一起用中文来读。主说，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这棵桑树说，你要拔起根来栽在海里，他也必听从你们。你们谁有仆人耕地或是放羊，从田里回来，就对他说，你快来坐下吃饭呢，岂不对他说，你给我预备晚饭，树上袋子伺候我，等我吃喝完了，你才可以吃喝吗？仆人照所吩咐的去做，主人还谢谢他吗？这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说，我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应分做的。
Morning, everyone.
早安。
Hope you all had a very nice Christmas.
希望你们这圣诞节过得很愉快。
Did you get a lot of presents?
是不是收到很多礼物？
Did you get what you want for Christmas?
是你要的东西是不是都已经收到了？
I tell you, my house, my kids make out like bandits every year.
每年我在我家里，我的孩子都像一群匪徒一样。
You could come to my house, and in any given year on Christmas, you would find that my kids have a stack of presents about this big.
每年你到我家来的时候，你可以看到我的孩子有那么多那么多礼物。
And my wife had yesterday maybe a stack of presents about this big.
那我太太的礼物呢，就是没有那么大，但是也还很多。
I had one present to open yesterday.
那我只有一件礼物可以打开。
That was it. But it's amazing how much presents, how many gifts my kids get.
真难以想象我孩子收到那么多礼物。
But I'm sure they're very thankful for their generous aunts and uncles.
我想他们也是为我们教会很多很慷慨的叔叔阿姨们很感恩。
But being the end of year service, I need to switch your focus to the upcoming year.
因为这是一个年底的服事一个聚会，所以说我要把你们的这个注意力转移到明年上面去。
Even though Christmas was just yesterday, and probably thoughts of feasting and family are still fresh in our mind, we need to kind of switch gears.
虽然昨天才是圣诞节，而且我们有很多吃的，有家人团聚，但是我们要把注意力要转移一下，要看看明年。
Have you started thinking about the new year yet and your expectations for it?
你们有没有已经开始想到对新年的期待是什么？
What challenges do you face?
明年会有什么样的挑战？
Maybe some of you foresee the possibility of losing your job, or you've already lost your job and you're wondering what next year will bring.
恐我们当中一些人可能是担心明年会失去工作，或者已经是失去工作，不知道明年会有什么样的成果。
Maybe some of you will be graduating from school in the spring, and you're wondering if you're going to be able to find a job.
我们当中一些人可能是在春天会毕业，不知道能不能找到工作。
I know for our family, my wife is actually in that situation.
其实，在我们家，我太太也是面临这样的一个挑战。
For others, maybe some of you, this is a big year of school for you, and you have some crucial exams that you're going to take that can impact your future.
可能是当中我们有一些学生，这一年是很关键的一年你要所做的这些挑战呢，可能对你将来会有很大的影响。
Maybe some of you are engaged to be married next year, and you're wondering what changes that will bring.
可能是你们已经订婚，明年要结婚，不知道以后会有什么变化。
And maybe some of you others are hoping that kind of relationship will come into play next year.
可能是你们当中一些人可能是也要希望能够有男朋友或女朋友。
But let me ask you, for all the hopes and expectations that you may have for next year, does it ever cross your mind that God might want to use you to do something significant for him and his kingdom?
我要问一下你们，在我们是想象的是明年要有什么期待的时候，你没有想到神要透过你要做很大奇妙的事情。
That next year God would use you in such a way that you would have a great lasting effect and his kingdom and eternity in some people's lives.
也许上帝明年要在你们身上也做很奇妙的事情来扩展他自己的国。
For most of us, I don't think we think about things like this.
我想我们大多数人都不会想这样想事情。
I tend to also think that probably many of us here wouldn't even believe that this would be true of us.
我也认为也可能我们当中不少人认为这个事情对我们本人来说并不是很正确的说法。
That God really wouldn't want to use me to accomplish something significant.
神可能不会用我来做很大的事情。
But I want you to think about this because I believe this is true for each one of you here today.
但是我要你去想一下这个事情，因为确实对我们每个人来说，这都是一个很适合的说法。
From our passage this morning, I want to talk about this issue of faith, and I want us to see that Jesus desires to do important things through us if we allow him to.
今天的我要讲的这个信息呢，就是要有关于信心上的信息，因为耶稣要透过我们要做很奇妙的东西工。
And at first glance, at looking at this passage, you may think that this passage consists of four very different teachings without much connection.
从这个表面上看的话，好像我们今天这段经文是有四个不太连贯的那个章节所。
But I think as we look at these verses and see the flow of the passage, we'll see how they're kind of interrelated.
当我们仔细地看一下这些经句，从上下文来看的话，其实是四个方面是很连贯的。
In the first three verses, Jesus starts off by telling us how seriously he views sin.
前面三节，耶稣对我们说，其实像我们说这个罪是很严重的事情。
People will sin, but Christians should never be ones who lead others down the path of sin.
人总是会犯罪，但是基督徒不应该把人带上犯罪的路。
And as you can see from our passage, for those who do, Jesus gives a very stern warning.
从这个经文上我们看到，就是做这些事情的人，其实耶稣给他的一个很严重的这个警告。
And then from there, in verses 3 to 4, Jesus switches to the topic of forgiveness.
第三节和第四节的时候呢，耶稣又转到这个饶恕这个题目上面来。
Instead of you causing someone to sin, what if someone sins against you?
如果你没有让别人犯罪，但是别人像得罪了你怎么办
？How many times are you supposed to forgive a person?
你要饶恕一个人多少次呢
？And most of you may be familiar that Jesus' teaching here is one that he's given on other occasions.
其实我们也是知道，耶稣在其他的很多场合也是讲同样的事情。
As followers of Jesus, we are to be people who extend grace and reconciliation.
这是一个作为耶稣的门徒，我们都应该是要与人和好，要给人恩典的。
In verse 4, he tells us that not only if someone sins against you seven times, but seven times in one day, and that person's asked for forgiveness, you are to forgive that person.
第四节里面，耶稣说，不仅说我们要饶恕别人七次。而且在一天里面要饶恕他七次，假如是他要让我们要让我们要我们饶恕他们的话。
And this is just another way for him to say that as many times as a person sins against you, you are to forgive him.
其实他就是说，不管其他人得罪你多少次，只要他让你饶恕，你都要饶恕他。
And I know there's more that could be said about these two topics of sin and forgiveness, but my intent.This morning is just to focus on the second half of this passage.
其实有关于罪和饶恕的这个话题的话，我们有很多可以讲述的。但是今天我要讲的是这个后面这一部分。
And when you think about what Jesus was asking in terms of forgiveness, you'll realize very quickly this isn't an easy thing that he's asking us to do.
让我们想一想，耶稣让我们所要做的饶恕的事情，我们想一想，其实是一个很难做到的事情。
Maybe to forgive a person one or two times, it may not be that difficult, but to do so seven times in one day, I mean, that's pretty unreasonable.
我们饶恕别人一两次可以没有问题，但是在饶恕别人七次或者一天当中饶恕人家七次，可能是不太合情理的。
For those of you who have kids, I think by the third or fourth time, your patience would be wearing very thin.
做父母的，我们孩子可能是得罪我们三到四次的时候，我们就已经忍无可忍了。
I think for me, by the third or fourth time, I'd be yelling at my kids to get their act together and get it right.
可能是到第三次、第四次的时候，我就会向孩子就吼着说，让他们要听话的。
And the disciples, recognizing the struggle, cry out to the Lord, Lord, increase our faith.
所以他的门徒向主说，主啊，加增我们的信心。
In other words, what the disciples were saying is, God, yes, we can do something like this, but only if you give us more faith to be able to do it.
其实他的门徒就是说，主啊，其实啊、你给我们这个加增力量的话，我们才会信心的话，我们才会能够做到。
This is something we cannot do on our own.
我们自己是没有办法做到的。
And the request seems like a noble one.
啊、他们的请求好像听上去比较合理的。
But in verse 6, it seems that Jesus is almost giving them a mild rebuke.
但是第七节的时候，看上去耶稣其实是在有一点点在训斥他们。
The disciples apparently had some misconceptions about faith.
门徒可能是很明显是对于信心有一些错误的理解。
And Jesus in the remaining verses in our passage seeks to correct some of their misconceptions.
耶稣就是在下面这一段经文呢，就是要帮助他们把这些错误的想法能纠正过来。
And there are three things I want to point out which Jesus teaches us about faith.
我今天就是想把耶稣所的教导呢，有分三个总结。
And the first thing I see is that faith, proper faith,focuses not on the size of the faith, but on the supplier of the faith.
第一，就是合适的信心，并不是指信心的大小，而是信心的来源。
In verse 6, Jesus responds to the disciples' request for more faith by saying, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted, plant it in the sea, and it will obey you.
在第七节里边，耶稣对他的门徒说，假如你有像芥菜籽这样小的这个信心的话，你可以对那棵桑树说：“你连根拔起，扔到海里去。”
How many of you would say that you have that type of faith?
我们当中有人有这样的信心吗
？One that you could, you know, look outside and tell that tree to be uprooted and throw itself in the Atlantic Ocean, and you believe that would happen.
啊，你就可以对外面这棵树说：“你把连根拔起，自己扔到这个大西洋里边，然后你相信这种事情会发生吗？”
And if you didn't have that faith, or didn't believe you had that faith, that you could tell that tree outside to uproot itself and throw itself in the ocean, what would your response be?
我们假如没有这个信心，或者我们不相信有这个信心可以让一棵树连根拔起扔到海里的话，我们的答复会是什么呢？
Would you say, Lord, help me, increase my faith?
你会说，主啊，帮助我们，加增我们的信心。
On the surface, that sounds just like a proper response.
从表面上说，这其实一个很合适的回答。
That's exactly what the disciples did.
这是门徒所做的事情。
But that's exactly what Jesus said. The problem is not.
而且这恰恰就是耶稣说，这不是问题的所在。
And if you've been a Christian or you've been attending church for a while, you've probably heard this story before.
假如你是一个基督徒，或者你去教会有不少次的话，你这个故事已经听过很多次了。
Maybe in Sunday school class one day, your Sunday school teacher even brought in a mustard seed for you to look at, so you could see how small it is.
可能是在你的主日学的时候，你的老师会带一颗芥菜籽让你看一下它到底有多大。
And if you haven't seen one, a mustard seed is the small yellow or brownish round little seed.
如果你还没有见过芥菜籽是什么样子的话，它是一个比较圆圆的黄颜色或者是棕色的籽粒。
It's smaller than the seeds they say you would find in an orange.
其实它的籽粒比橙子的那个籽核还要小。
Maybe it's about the size of a peppercorn, if you know what that looks like.
可能是像一颗胡椒那么大，胡椒的籽那么大。
And in contrast, the mulberry tree was this majestic tree.
相比之下，这棵桑树是一个很宏伟的树。
They say about mulberry trees that it has this very extensive root system and it can live to be over 600 years old.
有人说这个桑树啊，它的树根的那个下面那个系统非常的开阔，可能这个树要存活到600年。
So you can see to uproot a tree like this is no easy task.
所以我们可以看到，把这棵树连根拔起是一个很困难的事情。
And so the distinction that Jesus is trying to make is very apparent.
所以耶稣把这个事情做的对比是很清楚的。
If faith the size of this little, you know, little small mustard seed is enough to uproot this tree, this majestic tree, and tell it to go throw itself in the ocean, then it's not the size of the faith that matters.
所以耶稣就是说，假如这么那么小的一颗芥菜籽那么大的信心，可以把一棵很大的宏伟的桑树扔到海里去的话，其实问题的关键不是这个信心的大小。
What matters is the one who supplies the faith, who is God.
关键就是信心的来源，也就是上帝。
By speaking of this tiny seed after being asked for increased faith, Jesus, what he's doing is he's diverting attention away from the quantity of faith to the object of faith.
当耶稣的门徒问他要增加信心的时候，耶稣用这个小芥菜籽的比喻，其实是把我的门徒的注意力转移到神的身上。
It's not the amount of faith that uproots mulberry trees.
并不是这个信心的数量把这个树连根拔起来。
God moves mulberry trees.
是神把这个树移动了。
So what the disciples needed was not an increase in faith.
所以门徒并不需要更多的信心。
What they needed was a greater recognition of their all-powerful God.
而是他们需要更能够了解很有能力的上帝。
God can enable us to do extraordinary things.
上帝能够让我们做很不寻常的事情。
His comments about uprooting mulberry trees and having it throw itself in the ocean is just figurative language for doing amazing things.
其实把这个桑树连根拔起扔到海里只是一种比喻，比喻说一次很不寻常的事情会发生。
And I believe that he can do this through each of you as we come to understand this truth.
我相信当我们每一个人能够认识到这个事实的时候，我们每一个人都能做到。
And understand that as he works to accomplish great things, it's not for our glory, but for his.
我们也知道神能够让我们做这些事情，不是要为我们的荣耀，而是要为他的荣耀。
God is not telling us that if we have faith, we can get whatever is on our wish list.
上帝不是对我们说，只要我们有信心的话，我们要什么就有什么了。
It's like when I was single. When I was single, I couldn't just look at a pretty girl and have faith that this girl would be attracted to me and it would automatically happen.
就像我在单身的时候，我不能看到一个很漂亮的女孩，我就向神祷告，然后这个女孩就会喜欢我了。
You can trust me. I've tried that before. It doesn't work.
其实我已经试过，以前试过，但是没有用的。
Having faith may mean having the strength to endure rejection.
有信心可以说是有能够承受被拒绝的这个勇气。
Having faith may mean accepting what God has brought into our lives and trusting on His grace to get through it.
有信心也可能是说是能够承受神允许一些事情在我们身上。
But faith also recognizes that He has more significant purposes for our lives.
有信心也是代表说神在我们身上可能有更重要的意义。
And he will use these purposes to do great things to advance his kingdom.
神要用这些很重要的这个他的作信心要去做很奇妙的作为。
And this leads to a second characteristic, which is that the right kind of faith it takes risks and it's not reserved.
我们就是因为这个可以进入到我们今天信心的第二个特征，就是信心需要冒险，而且是毫无保留的。
So the disciples to make the statement that they did in verse 5, it's somewhat of a veiled excuse.
其实门徒说要加增信心是有一点点小的借口。
They're saying, I can obey you, Lord, but you need to give me more faith.
他们就是说，主啊，我们遵从你的旨意，但是你要给我们更多的信心。
But what Jesus does in his response is he exposes their faulty thinking by saying, you have enough faith, you just need to use the faith that you have.
耶稣对门徒的那个回答就是说，其实你的信心已经够了，你就需要用你的信心才对。
Do you know or do you have people who say things like, you know, I would start saving more money if I had more money to save.
其实你们也是听过有人说，他说假如我更有钱的话，我就开始存钱了。
I mean, unless there are special circumstances going on, I think for most of these people, they just need to start saving what they already make.
其实除非是个别的情况，大部分人说这些话的人，其实他们就应该在他们已经有的这些钱的时候开始节约才对。
I mean, even if it's just a small amount, they just need to take that first step.
他们其实就开始应该很小的数目开始。
For myself, sometimes I watch people play basketball, and I wish I was better at basketball.
我看别人打篮球，我自己也喜欢能够打篮球打得更好。
But you know what? I never go out and play basketball.
其实我从来都没有打篮球。
Because I know I'm so bad, I'm embarrassed to go play with people who play.
因为我打得很差劲，所以我不敢出去跟人家竞争。
But you would say that's stupid, Dave. If you want to get better, which I really don't really care if I get better or not, but if you want to get better, you got to go out and play.
你说这你真正要变得更好的话，你其实就应该就更锻炼，打篮球次数多一点。
Even though your skills are terrible, just go out there and try.
虽然你打得不是太好，但你应该是多训练几次。
And in a similar way, I think Jesus is saying the same thing.
其实耶稣所说的也是一样的事情。
Take the faith that you have and go out and use it.
就用你现在的那个信心，就开始使用你有的信心。
Faith is strengthened when people step out of their comfort zone, take risks, and see God accomplish things through them that they never thought possible.
当我们走出我们这个安全地带，开始冒风险，能够看到神用我们在信心的路上做出的事情的时候，我们的信心才可以得到加增。
Maybe some of you have heard of the name William Carey.
也许我们当中很多人都听到过这个 William Carey 这个人的名字。
He was a missionary to India and is recognized as the father of modern missions.
他是在印度的一个宣教士，很多人认为他是现代拆船之父。
And what's more amazing about his story is that this was done at a time in England where spiritual interest was very low.
这个故事很奇妙，因为当时的英国的属灵的气氛很淡薄。
God planted in him a heart, or gave him a heart to want to reach out to the lost around the world.
上帝给他一颗心，让他愿意出去，能够摸到世界上外地的人。
But he didn't know where to go to get support for this desire, and no one was coming out or stepping forward to support him.
但是他不知道到哪里去可以找到帮助他能够做到这种事情的人，而且当时他也没有找到这种人能够帮助他。
But in 1792, he preached a sermon that would become the basis for his work.
但是在1792年，他的一篇讲道成为他以后事工的基础。
Preaching from Isaiah 54 verses 2 to 3, he made a statement which may be familiar to many of you.
就是他所讲的是以赛亚书第54章2到3节，他里边这个经文，他所引用的句子，我们很多人可能都很熟悉。
He said, "Expect great things from God. Attempt great things for God."
他说的就是我们要期待从神而来的伟大的事情，但是我们也要尝试去为主做大事情。
And Carey lived with the faith that God would guide him and provide for all his needs.
Carey 是在一种信心这样生活，他是认为神一定要为他提供他所需要的。
And throughout his life, he claimed that though expectations were not always met in the form that he desired or maybe at the time that he desired, help did always come and to an ever increasing extent.
在 Carey 的生命当中，他说神，虽然他的期待不一定是他所要的那个方式出现，或者是他所要的那个时候出现，但是这个应许总是临到，而且是越来越多。
Thus, as one biographer put it,Carey was able to achieve great things for God.
就像一个传记的作家说 ，Carey 他可以为主做大事情。
He spent 40 years on the mission field.
他在那个宣教工厂上有了40年的生涯。
He was instrumental in helping to translate the entire Bible in 6 Indian dialects and parts of Scripture into 29 other languages.
他帮助当地的人翻译，就把整本圣经翻译成六种印度的文字，而且是在其他29种文字里边他有把圣经的部分章节能够得到翻译。
And maybe you could say he had a great faith, but I think more importantly it was this faith in a big God which caused him to go out and act.
你可能是说他的信心很大，其实是呢，是因为他深信有位伟大的神让他能够做到这种事情。
And if you feel like you need more faith before you can go out and do something, I think God would tell you, don't wait.
假如你认为你需要更多的信心才能为主做事情的话，上帝会跟你说，你不要再等了。
Take that small step of faith and do something.
先迈出这个信心的一小步，开始做一点事情。
Maybe some of you feel that God may be calling you to get involved in a particular ministry, but you feel ill-equipped to do so.
也许你认为神在呼召你要做一件具体的事工，但是你现在还装备的不够。
Maybe you sense God is telling you to go share the gospel with your coworker or your classmate, but you don't have the courage to do so.
也许你觉得神要让你去和你的同事或者同学去分享福音，但你没有这个勇气。
Maybe you feel God is telling you to give more sacrificially to a certain cause, but you wonder if I do.Who's going to supply my needs?
也许你认为神要让你为一件事工作更多的奉献，但是你不知道你自己的帮助从何而来。
And in all these things, I believe God would tell you, take that small step of faith and see how big of a God I really am.
在这所有的事情上，其实上帝就是要你在信心上迈一小步，然后看到他是何等的伟大。
And this leads to the final characteristic about faith, which I would share from this passage, and that is, faith recognizes our continual need for grace.
这样我们就进入到这个信心的第三个今天要分享的第三个特征， 就是要知道这个信心是需要有很多的恩典。
The last parable at the end of this passage is kind of a puzzling one to me.
今天我们读的经文的最后的一个比喻呢，可能不太容易理解。
In a nutshell, Jesus says, when a servant is finished working in the field, do we invite him down for dinner?
耶稣就是说，当我们的仆人在外边做工作了很累的时候，我们是不是请他来回来吃晚饭
？No, we say, go to the kitchen, cook me dinner, let me eat, and then afterwards you can eat.
相反的，我们是说你要到厨房里边为我做饭，我吃完以后你自己才可以吃。
And for me, that sounds kind of harsh.
我听上去觉得这个是不太合情理的。
I'm sure being the good Chinese people we are, you know, after someone's worked hard outside, we would tell them to come in and sit down and.Have a cup of tea or some cookies or an orange or something like that.
我们中国人比较好客的，所以当我们的仆人在外面做了很多工的话，我们会邀请他来和我们一起做，吃点东西，吃点点心或者吃个水果。
But this is not what Jesus tells us in the parable.
这不是耶稣所要说的。
So what is Jesus saying?
那耶稣说的是什么呢
？Well, first, understand that having servants was just part of common life back then.
首先我们要知道那个当时的这个奴隶制度是当时很普及的事情。
And so Jesus was using this parable to illustrate that the owner of the servant never becomes indebted to the servant.
其实耶稣就是用当时大家都很知道的这个例子来说明就是仆人主人从来都不欠仆人什么。
No matter how much work the servant does, the owner will never feel that he...Should never feel that he owes the servant anything.
就是不管仆人做了多少事情，主人都不欠仆人一点人情。
And by saying this, what Jesus is doing is once again deflecting attention from ourselves and our faith to himself and his grace.
其实说这个话，耶稣就是把我们注意力又转移从我们和我们的信心上转移到神和他的恩典上面。
We are the servants in the story. God is the owner.
我们是这个故事当的仆人，上帝是主人。
We can never work ourselves to a position where we could say something like, "God, I've served you all these years."
我们没有办法做工作到一个地步，有一天对上帝说，我服侍你很多年了。
I've made all these sacrifices for you.
我已经做了那么多的奉献。
Now you owe me.
你现在欠我什么
？We will always be indebted to God.
我们永远都会只会欠神的。
We can never repay God for all He has given us, but the beauty of it is we were never meant to.
我们永远没有办法把神对我们身上所做的能够还给他。其实这是更美妙的是，神也不指望我们去还给他。
Any good we can do is only because of His grace.
我们所能做的善事就是因为神的恩典。
So when we do good things instead of paying God back, we become more indebted to the grace that He gives us.
在我们做更多善事的时候，我们不仅没有还给神什么，而且是我们从神那里支取更多的恩典。
You see, on the surface, one problem we may have with this parable is it seems that the owner is a heartless person.
所以从表面上，这个比喻可能是看出这个主人是不近人情。
He doesn't treat the servant kindly.
他对他仆人不友善。
But understand, this isn't what is meant.
但我们要知道，这个不是耶稣所要说的。
God is always giving us more than we deserve, but we never give Him more than He deserves.
神给我们是远远超乎我们所应该得到的，但是我们没有办法给神他应该超乎得到的。
God does not owe us thanks, yet He continues to enable us to be used by Him.
神不欠我们任何人情，但是他一直都能够帮助我们去服侍他。
This is the grace which we continually need.
这是我们一直都需要的恩典。
And in the end, the servant recognizes this fact.
最后仆人也看到这一点。
And instead of the servant feeling a sense of entitlement that God owes him, he recognizes the hand of God in his life and exalts God.
所以这个仆人没有看到说是他是他应该得到的权利，而是要看到神的手在他身上所做的功，并且他要高举神。
When William Carey was on his deathbed, he received a visit by this person who would become his successor.
当William Carey 临终的时候，他的接班人来看望他。
And this Mr. Duff, he spent the night with William Carey before he passed on, recounting Carey's missionary life.
所以这位 Duff 先生呢，和Carey 有晚上有一席长谈。
And after a period of time, Mr. Duff said goodbye and proceeded to leave the room.
他们讲完话以后，这位 Duff 先生呢就要走出去。
But in a weak, feeble voice, Carey called him back.
用一种Carrie 用一种很微弱的声音就把 Duff 先生又叫回来。
And he said, Mr. Duff.
他说 ，Duff 先生
，You've been speaking about Dr. Carrie, Dr. Carrie.
你一直在说 Carrie 博士 ，Carrie 博士。
When I am gone, say nothing about Dr. Carrie. Speak about Dr. Carrie's Savior.
当我离开这个世界以后，请你不要再说这个Carrie 博士什么事情，而是要传讲 Carrie 博士的救主。
That's the type of attitude we should have in our relationship with God.
就这个也是应该我们与神这个关系当中应该有的态度。
And so, whatever expectations you may have for next year, I would just challenge you as Carrie would to expect great things from God and attempt great things for God.
所以不管你对新年有什么期待的话，我要挑战你，你要期待从神那里有很多伟大的事情，也要希望要为神做大事情。
Pray more.
要祷告更多。
Serve more.
服侍更多。
Give more.
奉献更多。
Share more.
分享更多。
Take that step of faith, no matter how small it is, and you'll be amazed at what God can do through you.
就迈出信心的一小步，你会很惊讶，神在你身上可以做很多的事情。
In our college fellowship this past semester, which I oversee, we had a student leader and one of his counselors who both had a heart to reach out to the students on the student's campus.
在我们大专团契有这么一位学生的带头人和他的一位辅导，他们的有心要到学生当中传福音。
They got their small group involved in our church, praying and discussing how they could do this.
他们和他们那个查经小组在一起，他祷告也是讨论他们应该去怎么样。
And in the end, they put together an event to try to reach out to the students' entire dorm floor.
最后，他们决定就会搞一次活动，能够吸引这个学生他的宿舍里边那一层楼的人。
And it was just going to be a simple and formal event to try to initiate relations and meet with the students.
其实这一次很这个随便的活动，就是只是让他们和学生的那个同学有一次简短的接触。
They didn't know how things would turn out, or if people would even come.
他们其实不知道这个会有什么的结局，不知道人会不会来。
But they prayed, and they had others pray in faith.
但是他们祷告，而且用其他人一起以信心一起祷告。
And during the event, much of the students' floor did come.
就在这活动的时候，其实他的很多的同学确实已经来了。
And people from other floors came when they heard what was going on.
住在其他楼层的人也来了。
And it was just a good night of meeting people and initiating relationships.
所以就是一个很一个晚上，大家可以能够彼此认识彼此友谊。
About a week later, the student and his counselor decided to try to do a little follow-up on the people who came.
一个星期以后，这个学生和他的辅导要回去，然后做一些跟进的工作。
They knocked on some doors and brought some candy to pass out.
他们只是敲人家的门，然后给人家一些糖果。
No, they were. Their intent was just to knock on doors, say hi, pass out candy, and leave.
他们其实也只是想是敲敲门问候一下，给人家一些糖果而已。
They kind of wanted to build on that goodwill that was started a week before.
他们要慢慢的用这个友谊增进。
And though their intent was just to knock on doors, hand out the candy, and leave, one student asked them to come, invited them in, and talk more.
当他们就要离开的时候，当中有一个学生就邀请他们再回去，有更多的谈话。
And through the course of the conversation, the opportunity came about where they were able to share the gospel with the student, even though it was only the second time they met.
就在言谈当中呢，他这个 counselor 就可以向这个学生去传福音，虽然这只是他们第二次的聚会。
And it's not that he accepted Christ right then, but they were a lot further along with this person than they were, you know, a week before.
这并不是说这个学生已经这第二次就已经接受主耶稣了，但是就是说第二次他可以比第一次能够长进很多。
And that's all it takes.
这个就是要做的事情。
If you get a chance to talk to this counselor, you'll find that there's nothing extraordinary about him.
如果你和这位辅导去交谈的话，你会发觉他是一个很寻常的人。
But when you talk to him, you see that he is very much a person who believes in a big God.
当你和这个辅导谈的时候，你就会意识到这是一个深信他的神是很伟大的神的一个人。
And he's convinced that God wants to do big things through us.
他确信上帝要通过我们做很伟大的事情。
And it was just through him and the student taking a step of faith that something like this happened.
所以说，就有他和这个学生能够走一个很小信心的一步，神就做有他自己的作为。
And what they did, you could do something similar.
其实你们也可以做同样的事情。
It just calls for us not to focus on our faith and limitations, but focusing on the God who can do all things.
上帝呼召我们不要把这个目光放在我们自己和我们自己不足上面，而是要放在神的能力上面。
As a church and as individuals, for sure, we're going to face challenges next year.
作为一个教会或者作为每一个人，我们明年都会有很多的挑战。
But have faith in this big God.
我们要对我们伟大的神有信心。
Trust that He wants to use each of you in a significant way.
我们要坚信他在我们每个人当中有他自己的意愿。
And when opportunities present itself, take that step of faith to act on it.
当有这个机会来临的时候，我们要有这个信心的迈开这个信心的脚步。
Believe that God wants to do significant things through you next year.
相信神会通过你做很奇妙的事情。
Take that risk.
我们要冒这个风险。
And you'll be amazed to see what will happen.
我们会很奇妙，会发生了什么事情。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for being a big God.
上帝，我们谢谢你是我们很亲密的上帝。
A big God who loves us so.
你是一位伟大的上帝，你爱我们所有人。
A big God who wants to use us even though at times we seem unusable.
你是一位伟大的上帝，虽然我们是无用的仆人，但是你使用了我们。
Lord, I pray for my friends here in the congregation that you would help them truly believe this.
主啊，我为我们教会的会众祷告，我是让他们真正是相信你。
That no matter how small their faith, you can do significant things through them.
不管他们信心有多小，但是你在他们身上能够做很奇妙的事情。
You want to do significant things.
你要做这个很重要的事情。
Lord, help them act on this next year.
帮助他们能够在新的一年里面能够做成所做的事情。
And may they just see the work that you can do through them.
让他们能够看到你透过他所做的奇妙的工。
And as they experience it, may they praise you and worship your name.
当他们经验你，能够也是。赞美你和敬拜你的时候
，Your grace be upon each of us and as a church corporately.
你的恩典会在我们每个人身上，也在一个这个教会上面。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.